And welcome. I'm so grateful to be with you. My name is Daniel John Hanneman, and I am so grateful to be here today to talk to you about Awakened Sales for Light Leaders and to help you to start seeing new sales, start having more fun, be more relaxed, and fire it up at the same time, all those awesome sauce qualities. And there is a way to allow it all to be whole. Deepen your awakening process, deepen your impact, and deepen your sales. So I'm going to teach you the way to allow that all to happen. And I'm also going to share with you today a clearing, a special clearing, an awakened sales magical activation for new clients. I'm really excited to share this with you. And when we set the intention and we get the energy clear, then the frequency for all of you listening, and open up the energy gateways, new clients become a reality that becomes very tangible for you, very awake and alive inside of you. For this whole process is really around waking up your energy so the new sales and the new opportunities can happen and the whole world can start to shift into its deeper presence, awakeness. And that's what it's all about, no matter what it is that you have to share with the world. So as we get started today, I just tell you briefly about myself. My background is in sales. I grew up in an entrepreneurial household. Both my parents ended up having businesses. One was an accountant, one was lawn maintenance. And I always saw opportunities for them to expand their business, but they didn't really listen to me too much when it came to that part. They listened to me in some aspects of things, but I was just a kid at the time for the most part. At one point, I did help my mom value herself at double the amount she was as a CPA, and she started to thrive at a whole new level due to one, I think it was just like one or two conversations with me. She was already thinking about it, but I was the one that really commanded her confidence and her value. So that's something I've been known for all my life, is to be a champion for others. They're looking to claim their value. I remember taking one of my friends to their college recruitment and being there, being an agent for him, even when I was in my 20s, and just talking about how great he was and how he should be in the school. Not that he needed me, but again, even when people haven't needed me, I've been there to support and champion others because I see your greatness. And so along those lines, I've always been a very intuitive person. I'm known as that go-to guy. You know, I tend to be the guy that the tuner in guy. Sometimes I'm the guy, you know, people are like, who should I go to? Who's going to know? Well, it's time to talk to Daniel. Because I developed this ability to tune in and really understand people through what I call energy scanning, going through your seven major chakras. And today I'll be sharing some of the aspects of some of the things I've seen through the years with all my clients. Hundreds, really thousands of clients I've had, and tuning in your chakras and seeing what's really going on there, what keeps the blockages going on from doing your purpose, bringing the bigger impact, seeing the sales. We're going to get into it all so you can activate your awakened sales energy. And through that process, I struggled with sales because whenever I've struggled with sales, it's been about just not being in full alignment with who I just truly am, being awake to who I am, but rather judging myself and rather harshly at times, to the point where when we get into the four secret blocks, you know, I had every single one of the four secret blocks that was stopping me with sales and making money, because I saw there was issues spiritually and with money going on for me. Once I clear those up, boom, everything changed. And that's what's possible for you as well. I look forward to going through that. The other game changer, after I got my gifts going and I honed what I call the energy scan technique, was learning these three steps to yes to transformation that I'll teach you today, that you can use in your one-to-one process of connecting with an initial potential client to turn them from wondering about it, not sure if they want it, to saying yes, you know, consistently. Not everybody is meant to work with us, but consistently having more people saying yes. and being transformed on the spot, which I'm a huge advocate for. A lot of sales processes are geared towards simply getting them in the door. Mine is twofold. Get them transformed on the spot and their level of consciousness. And then the natural consequence is that they'll want to work with you. So are you excited? I am. If you want to learn more about me, there's much more you can learn at yoursacredpurpose.com. And there too, you can get a free meditate to make money meditation. I'll mention that again at the end and talk more in detail. If you want to learn more about me, go to yoursacredpurpose.com. So my mission has been always around helping the healer types. Now I say much more so the light leaders, because I'm here to help people that really want to make that bigger difference. I've always had that calling for people that want to make the bigger impact in the world. So if that's you, definitely double tune in, triple tune in. If you're that person who wants to emerge and do that big impactful world, you have a big sense of impact or a specific vision you want to bring into the world, I'm here to support you with that. But it's all about getting into alignment in a way that you can actually be the signal you come here to be. And a lot of it has to do with clearing these four secret blocks that I want to get into first. Then I'll talk to you how as you can transform these blocks in large part by utilizing these three steps to yes to transformation. Okay, so let's get started. All right, let's go. All right, so the first thing I want to share with you is these four secret blocks that have us feeling this separation energy between who we truly are, our spirituality and money. What are they? I could pick a number of different ones. I've specified four particularly major ones that account for at least 80% or more of the issues, in my opinion. So I wanted to go ahead and cover these. And just by removing these four blocks, through us talking about them, building awareness, what can you do to clear them, but also through the activation that I'll do later, we're going to start getting this stuff taken care of. All right. What's the first block? So drum roll, please. Okay. Those of us light leaders, light workers, healer types that say, hey, it's all about being spiritual and money isn't so important. Okay, so it's all about being spiritual and money isn't so important. That's one of the secret blocks. It's a secret block because sometimes people think they don't have the block anymore, but they still do. I've gone into rooms of people and I've asked, in this room, people with more than just a few people, and said, how many of you spiritual minded people feel you have blocks or conflicts between spirituality and money? Do you know how many hands went up? Every single one. And some of them are successful business owners that are already making a lot of money. So it's always seems to be something that's there and true for nearly everyone. How can we deal with this one? What do we do about it? What is the real issue with it? Well, these concepts come into the collective consciousness that through like the Bible and so many other teachings, like for example, the Bible, it says, you know, it's easier for a rich man to walk through the eye of a needle than to be able to enter into heaven, you know, like that's what, I don't know if I have the scripture exactly right, but I'm just saying like, that's basically what it means from the way it was interpreted to us. As translators have looked at it more deeply in a more pure form, it's not really trying to say that you shouldn't be rich or you can't possibly attain, you know, the state of being in heaven or, you know, die and go to heaven. It doesn't even mean that at all. It just means you can't be carrying too much richness in your concepts, in your concepts in order to reach the state of enlightenment or heaven is really what it's saying. So it's a false idea, and that's one of the main reasons why it exists, is those sorts of concepts, and there's always more of that. Another one might be from Buddhism, and I'll talk more about it through another one, but it's like, no, you're just centered, you're just in the whole, you know, you're just in the middle path. there's no desires. It just is what is. You accept all that is. So therefore, money doesn't really matter because all that is all that matters. And we're just not going with our desires. We're not denying anything. We're in the middle path. Money doesn't matter. Like, it's just like every reason not to claim money in the spiritual realm. It's been given to us. And there's a lot of debate as to why these messages were given to us. Some say we're deliberately disempowered. That's for another time to get into. But let's just know that this pattern has existed, and it's just completely false. How can I say it's false? Well, any concept we can come up with doesn't have complete truth in it. And the minute we open our mouth, okay, first of all, but this particularly isn't true because there are those that are very spiritual and it's very clear to see for nearly all of us, and yet they have lots of money. One example I always give is Eckhart Tolle. He has millions of dollars he enjoys. He enjoys more money than a lot of leaders combined, I'm sure. A lot of top leaders combined. And yet he could care less if he loses it all tomorrow. He only enjoys it from the enlightened space, from the deeper space primarily, right? He may have some ego still, right? And that's fine. We're not trying to always get rid of the ego, but he has that enlightened space. So that's how we can prove that it's not true. You can find examples, business leaders, spiritual leaders, and many more that have attained a level of true enlightenment, true deep spirituality, and they have lots of money, but they're not attached to it. So the key is not being attached to it, but it's okay to enjoy it. It's okay. It's okay to enjoy it. It's okay. It's like saying when you eat your food, you should enjoy it. It's just for nutrition. To me, it's like, no, you can enjoy your money. You can enjoy it. It's okay. It has a sense of fun and excitement and joy, and it provides. And how is it spiritual to be poor and not be able to provide for even the basics for your family, which is where a lot of healers, especially healer types, end up going towards, or else they need to be funded another way, or they need a job. So it can't possibly be spiritual. Can't possibly be spiritual for people that are in all in agreement that we're working in a money system during this time, which we are meant to embrace fully, is given to me as guidance on many levels, including from Master Jesus in the energy field that I channel. And we're meant to embrace it. Higher levels of exchange may happen. We may be ready for that at some point. But right now we're meant to embrace it. And so it's not about it's all spiritual. We have a physical reality that we're working with. And we utilize this idea of a physical energy metrics of money to claim the amount of value that we've been willing to receive. It's about the amount of value we've been willing to receive overall, unconditionally, and you could say for your gifts as well. But first, it's unconditional. It comes from source and you're willing to receive it. If you're willing to receive it, you will have it. It's that simple in the spiritual world. There's no judgment either about it. Money is not positive or negative, it's neutral. What we put upon it is what it becomes. So there could be people that utilize their energies overall for ill. It could be people that utilize their energies around money for ill. You could use your energy for ill around any relationships, right? But you could use it for the positive. It's the same thing with money. Money is not inherently evil. It's not inherently spiritual. It just is what it is. And then it's our relationship with it that matters. I would say, if anything, it's inherently spiritual because all things are connected to spirit. So it's just false. So you could say, you know, one of the things that's been helpful to me is to turn these things around. So actually, you could say actually, like this turnaround that Sark does and some other teachers talk about, that Sark came up with, apparently, a spiritual teacher. Actually, spirituality and money totally go together, and I'm loving it. Like, it's a simple turnaround. Let's go to the next one. With the time we have together, I'll need to move forward. I only want to help people. I just want to help people. You know, I only want to help you. I just want to help people. I don't care about anything else. I just want to help people. But is it true? Do you only want to help people? Because if you could just help people and you could help as many people as possible, and you have nothing else to show for it in terms of like any receiving directly for yourself, in terms of people supporting you, in terms of you having shelter and food, providing for your kids maybe to go to college if you know that's a thing in your life, or you know, saving money so that if for some reason you weren't able to work in the future, potentially you would have the reserves to take care of everything for the rest of your life. Is that really all you want? No, you just don't. People say it's a knee-jerk thing. I just want to help people. Yeah. It's a nice spiritual impulse, but it's not a full truth. It's a nice spiritual impulse. I just want to help people. It is a good, clean energy, but it's one that if we continue to only say that we want to help people, it's just not well. And the other thing is we get into people pleasing. Well, as long as people are happy and we're kumbaya or getting together, then it's all good. No, I mean, I help people as an intuitive business coach, healer, channeler, and everything. I help people to realize whatever their message is what they're supposed to be sharing. Sometimes you have a message that you're all riled up and you have maybe anger behind even. Now, normally we'd say that's wrong and bad, but if you have anger, you got it. And we can turn that into a call for love. We can turn that into a call for love. So one way, you know, throw in these different tips as we talk about these secret blocks is we can do is say that like what you're really upset about in the world, those are the things that are usually the most compelling things for you to serve, things that you should be serving through your business one way or another. So consider that. So for me, it's like seeing people not getting sales, like my parents, they did okay, but there's more potential. I can't stand when there's more potential. And so people have so much more potential to help more people and receive far more income in the process to enjoy that for themselves and that all become prosperous on the planet. That's my intention. So to only help people, you know, not be concerned about yourself, not take care of yourself and not have another focus is just utterly off balance. And to think that you cannot do something because you're concerned about what your parents will think, what your spouse will think, or others will think, you just can't do. You've got to be yourself. You've got to own all aspects of yourself. This gets into shadow work that I've done and certified other people to do. So we take a look at shadows when I work with people on a one-to-one basis. And you know, we have you loving all aspects of yourself so you can come deeper into that wholeness and stillness into that center in the process as well. So no, you don't just want to help people. Why don't you use this statement instead? Actually, I love to help people and make as much money as possible. Why not? If you look at life as an unlimited resource that includes money, there's no end to what's possible. There's always another level of prosperity for yourself and others that we can all enjoy. It's not a limited thing. So when you realize prosperity could be greater for all, now there's where the unlimited field is. No, actually, I want to help people and make as much money as possible. And that should be part of our mission as light leaders, is make much as money as possible. And if you want to cap it, you know, there's no real reason to do that. You know, you always want to just step into more of the unlimited nature. And yet you can be perfectly at peace of wherever you are right in this moment today. You can be at peace at one level. Absolutely. Always at peace. Always present. But always saying yes to the opportunity for more. What's the next one? Past life persecution. These are kind of secret blocks in a way. I mean, some of you are aware of them, but they keep you from being visible, claiming your value, and stepping into your power. It does all those things. So it stops you in your visibility, claiming your value, claiming your power, claiming your gifts. Because the idea is it was wrong. It was wrong. I did in other lives utilize my power or against people, or you know, it's the other way around. I was done, people have done me wrong in past lives and in this life, but this idea that I'll be persecuted. So this could be current life persecution too. So a lot of us, nearly all of the people, thousands of people I've scanned have, and again, I've always, people that have come to me are light leader, healer types. Nearly every single one always has some sort of past life persecution energy. And so that has you repressing energies that could be expressing themselves and making a bigger difference and greater service. The greatest service we can give to humanity is be fully, more fully integrated and more fully expressed, like kind of both of those things. So if you're not fully expressed, you're not going to be fully integrated. Not more fully integrated, you're not going to be more fully expressed. They go together, you know? So we kind of work with all of that. When I work with people, and the big thing is just realizing that this secret block doesn't have to stop you anymore. It just, part of it is just taking a stand. You just feel, I say like feel Archangel Michael just putting a sword through you saying, no, I'm claiming my power and my visibility, and I'm willing to shine my gifts in the world fully. I'm not about doing anything wrong or ill. Or receiving ill, I'm here to serve. It's authentic, it's clear, it's true, and I'm ready. So we'll do some, definitely touch on that in our clearing later. But the big thing is to just feel the fear and do it anyway. Like with sharing your gifts, etc., you gotta feel the fear and do it anyway. You'll find that although you may feel really, really uncomfortable, it builds confidence. Start realizing you can trust your gifts, that you're not going to get your head chopped off again. That's just not part of the plan this time, okay? If there was a collective plan back then for that, okay, it happened. The collective plan is definitely not that now, and it's just not going to happen. It's just all fear. You're not going to be persecuted. You do it again. You need to let go of the idea of people-pleasing comes from the idea that you could get it wrong, and you can't get it wrong. You got to just share your gifts, do your best. That's all life is asking of you. Be full of compassion and love for others, and things will work. Things are going to work. And even when things don't seem like they work so well, they worked. And so that's one of my things, is helping people see how things really always do work. So notice, if you put your lens on gratitude for your gifts and how valuable they are, and focusing on utilizing every single day, giving gratitude for how well it went every day, and giving gratitude even for the challenges you have every day. This gratitude practice around anything and then your overall life will change your life. So I'm so grateful I shared my psychic gifts today in this way. Great. And then it just encourages you to want to do more. I'm so grateful. And then I was safe. I noticed that I was safe. I didn't get hurt. In fact, I was praised for it. And there'll always be someone that will give us a hard time, so to speak. Bless them, love them, and move on. Next thing is your desires. Your desires don't matter. So that kind of gets back to before. Desires don't matter. It's just ego. No, your desires are actually part of the divine as well, okay? Your ego has certain safety mechanisms, survival, security, people-pleasing, all these things. Want to be right, or go into shame. But we have true divine desires. Actually, all our desires are pointing into a truer, deeper desire. So when our desires come up for money, past life persecution is obvious. You're not going to show up, own your value. You're definitely not going to have as much money. There's just not a conflict. It's just not true. Never was true. And it's not an issue now. So your desires do matter in this life. So when you are feeling desire for vacation or for specific things in your life, don't just assume it's ego. I mean, who's to say it's ego? I mean, is it truly true in my sense of my connection with my soul that I want to have this experience? If you're getting a yes, then trust it. I would say like kind of in the center of your being, does it just feel like that wants to happen? I tune in like a trip to Hawaii, and I mean, feels pretty centered in me. I mean, what's wrong with it? Why couldn't I take a trip to Hawaii? Whatever it is I want, just to be centered with it. The house I live in, I don't require, you know, a house that I live in right now, technically, like to survive, but it's a nice house. So I desire it and I feel more abundant. I feel like the more abundant I am in my energy, the more abundant energy that I'm transmitting. So when we're in more of an abundance energy, it transmits the energy of abundance and it creates more good things. Your desires are meant to be embraced, and they will die on the cross of truth if they're not really serving your highest. So always, whatever desires serve my highest and the highest for all, that's it. So how about turning this one around? We'll use a turnaround on this one. Oh, actually, my desires are pointing in to my deepest, truest desires, and they're always whole, they're always well, and I claim the power of all of them today. Let them be whole. Something like that. You could shorten it. The bottom line is to love yourself unconditionally. Stop the judgment and shame game on yourself. Love yourself for all your desires. I have, like someone recently says, oh, but I keep wanting to eat cinnamon rolls and I want to go with my bad tendencies. I'm like, stop judging yourself so much about it though. Otherwise it binds you, puts you in a cycle of addiction. Instead, don't make it wrong. Say, oh, I know, I recognize this desire. What's my deeper desire though? What's my deeper desire? And see about getting still and then seeing how, what would, if there's something that wants to be satisfied within that, to satisfy the deeper thing. So instead of like, oh, I want a cinnamon roll, what do I really want? I just want some time off, you know, I want whatever it might be. Okay. All right, so this is all part of it. I have a brief time here to share these three steps for you. I share much more when I'm coaching people, these three steps to yes, to transformation. Now, this can help you think about transforming any of these areas as well, but also help you to have people want to come on board with you more rapidly. Okay, the first, there's three steps. So the first step is a yes to the transformation itself. So this is when you're in an enrollment call with someone, like a discovery session or, you know, whatever you do is a free session. First thing is get them to say yes to the transformation or no, you know, if they don't want it. So basically you could do question answer them. You could do energy scanning like I teach, but whatever you're doing, you're identifying what are their pain, what don't they want, what do they want? So ask them at some point in the conversation, well, what's the number one thing you really want to see gone from your life? What's the number one thing you'd love to see in your life? Okay, great. All right, wonderful. Are you yes to that? Do you really want this in your life? Ask them. If they say yes, then that means that they want that. And make sure you just really presence what they're really wanting at all levels, including the top things that they want. Say, oh, it sounds like you want this. Now, if I heard you correctly, you said you want this and that. Is that correct? And have them say yes. It's all about building the yes, because the only reason they haven't seen the change, I know we're into so many high pollutant spiritual things, and they're all great, and I do those things too. But honestly, if they were clearly a yes in their consciousness for things to be different, they would be. So building the yes actually helps them be different in their consciousness. Then the angels sing and all the higher quantum and all the different levels and all the chakras start lining up with it. So that does happen. It's very, very powerful. It's one of the number one powers we have, is to make a powerful decision that something will be different. So that's the first step. It's a very simple step. There's much, much more to this than what I can share today. But if you do that step well and you're committed to getting that yes to the transformation, rather than just say, hey, listen, let's not even focus on you working with me, but are you yes to change? Are you, if you do, you could start experiencing it now. But you, from this day forward, this moment forward, your experience is already changing. It's already happening. And it builds confidence. And they're like, yes, I'm taking it, yes. And okay, now let's see if, you know, my support, it would be good for you then. So the next step is a yes to your services. Now let's say, is it a yes to my services? Well, geez, gotten together to connect. You're saying yes to this transformation right now. Does it feel true for you to work with me? You know, yes or no. Usually it's an intuitive thing. I ask people in my case, but you could say, does it feel true that I get support from me potentially. I'm going to share how I support you in a moment. Does that feel like a yes? That could be a possibility, or you do feel strongly about that. See where they are, and then you can talk about yourself if you want and build that yes, but usually they'll say yes. The next thing is get a yes to your services. You briefly describe your services, and you can reiterate all the things they said they wanted at the beginning. Oh, I'd love if this were different. I'd love to have this benefit, this, the other thing. Boom. Okay. Hit that up. All right. Okay. They want the change. So if you keep talking about the change while briefly describing the service, they're going to say yes to your service. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, Reiki's great for me. Let's do it then. They could care less about your process, as they say, like many teachers tell you this, but it's true. They don't really care that much. It might add a little sizzle, but it's not the thing. It won't matter if you don't share how it's going to change them ultimately. The next thing is the yes to an investment. So by that time, like, you know, you just make sure all their questions are answered. You always, they might try to push you on price. What's the price? I just don't know. Well, you said yes to transformation already, so you're already well on your way. Believe it or not, that actually aids them in having confidence to say yes to the whole thing and the investment, because they feel like confident that it can happen for them now, right? They have the power, and you gave the power to them rather than like, I'm the power that's going to make it happen for you. No, I'm supporting it, and we're going to get this stuff done. We're actually in real time going to see this unfold. I'm going to be here to help you and do the things that allows that to be fully activated, fully brought on. So the investment, you just, you know, you can just talk about how valuable it is. You know, there's people that charge as much as $30,000 for these sorts of services, or I would even value this as priceless. I suppose I could probably charge, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars for this, or whatever feels true for you. And then when you give them the actual price, of course, it's a fraction of what you've talked about already. And it's just basic sales psychology. It's just how our brains work. And it's reflexive. It's not like people have a choice, honestly. It's reflexive. So it's like, and I mean it in the most positive way, it's just our psychology. It just is. It's one of those just is things. So you make it sound so valuable as it is, because everybody I talk to that believes in the work is light leaders, they all say it's invaluable. Okay, it's priceless. So you can say it's priceless. Okay, then you can, well, it could be tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars if that's not enough. And then you get it down to, okay, but it's just this. It's just this. Then you just, the usual in sales, you just get quiet, you let them say what they're going to say, and then you can kind of dance with them from there, encourage them, and take a strong stand for them if you feel like they're just, it's just their resistance, just their fear. You constantly keep dismantling their false beliefs about themselves and about the opportunity. And truly, look at it as a service to them. Those false beliefs are getting in their way in their life, just like they might get in the way in this process of them hiring you. So you just call them through. Well, I don't know. Right now, probably not a good time. Because I'm busy. Okay, is that really true? You know, would you rather believe that now is the time, or do you want to believe that now is not the time? What's more true for you? Give them a choice, either or. Oh, actually, I'd like to believe that, but I don't believe. Okay, is it true that this absolutely isn't the right time, that you just don't have the bandwidth? Is that absolutely true? Yeah, no, probably not. You know, most cases you're going to get a no. And some people will say yes, that great. Then this is awakened sales. It's like, okay, and you know, that's your truth. It may not be absolutely true, but that's where you are. All right. That's great. Do you want to stay there? Is that where you'd like to keep? Well, no, I'd rather it be. You see, you can dance with people. It's an involved process. It's very simple, but yet it's involved. And it requires some skill. And it's something I do train people in. So, but I hope you gained something from this training around this process. And I know if you utilize these steps, you'll see, just like my clients do, you'll see new empowerment, new sales. It may take you from like being nowhere to having like every single person you're talking to at times, anyway, you get our role, saying yes to you all of a sudden. You know, I've seen that for people. But sometimes we need to really hone the process in a big way. So I help with that. Okay, we're going to go on, and I'm grateful to share all this with you. And we're going to go and do the clearing. Okay, so we just did the clearing. Now I want to share with you the opportunity to work more with me. All right, so you can get I'm offering you the opportunity to get further consultation from me for free. This is a 30-minute weekend sales consultation where I'll take time to listen to you and where you are with your business and your purpose. And if you're up to big things, I'd love to see you apply. If you're wanting to be up to big things, I'd love to see you apply and want to see more sales. And you're all about the awakening of humanity and consciousness. You want to bring big impact, then I'd love to talk to you and see all those things unfold for yourself, deepen your awakening, your impact, and your sales in a whole process, all simultaneously. It's totally doable. In fact, it's the way it works when I work with people. So if you want that, love for you to apply and for us to have a meeting. Now, in the process, my whole process, again, like I said, transparently, I'm about getting you a transformation on the spot. Okay, that's my sole priority, first and foremost. The secondary thing is if people want to do more with me, that's secondary, we'll explore that. So I have an application. There's a link here. Should be a link here for you to click on and to go and see about that, getting that consultation. I'll scan your chakras. As we talk about your business, I'll also scan your chakras, your energies, see where the blocks are, see where the potential is, see where your hidden gifts are, where maybe you're missing out in your business because there's suppressed energies. What are the suppressed energies? Let's start turning those on right away. Where are you stopping yourself? And to untangle those things and start working through those things. So, and maybe start seeing some new opportunities right away through the free consults. Definitely people change their lives and their businesses in the process of these consultations in part, right away, to some degree, absolutely right away. So a 30-minute awakened sales consultation with me, and we'll start dialing that in right away. And my intention is that you'll thrive at a whole next level. Even with the consultation, it helps to move you in that direction. And we explore the opportunity to take it much deeper if you're a fit for that. So check out the link and the opportunity. The other opportunity is to go ahead and go to my website, yoursacredpurpose.com. Get your free meditate and make money meditation. Everyone should do that. That way you can tune in, get your chakras open a bit, definitely, and let the guidance and the messages and get answers to your questions in the process that I take you through. It's an 18-minute meditation, and I definitely have people coming back to me saying they're making new money in their business month after month after month after month with the meditation alone. Now, that may not be true for every single person, I don't know, but I've had people coming back telling me that's happening for them. So go ahead and check that out at yoursacredpurpose.com. Get your free meditate and make money meditation. Okay. All right. So I look forward to be connecting further with you in either case. And I promise you that, if you take advantage of the Awakened Sales Consultation, that's calling to you, I'm telling you, I'm a channel, I'm an intuitive business coach, and I'm a healer and a spiritual teacher. And I combine all that to help you to really rock it. And it's pretty amazing what I can unearth for people rather quickly. So I'm looking forward to connecting with you all. And I'm just so grateful to have had this opportunity to share all this with you. And wish you infinite blessings and love and all the best. Okay. All my love, rock on, and goodbye for now. Welcome to the Awakened Sales Magical, this magical activation for new clients. And I'm so looking forward to sharing this with you. So we're going to take this time to really let that energy be activated. You know, again, the process before we just dive right in here is around awakening the energy within. Everything is within. And as we awaken this energy within, you become a magnet for new sales, new clients. And that is what we're creating. So the first thing is I want you to feel in just for a moment, just listen in. Into your being, to feel a point way above you, okay, beyond a few feet above you, that where the higher self is often referred to as where it is located energetically. Feel way above. Feel that feel like a point of energy, and feeling that energy, just feel it subtly, like just a sense of knowing. Let that drop down into your core, down into the earth. So it's coming through, but you feel it in your core. And then it come down into your root chakra, into the earth. Okay. Coming through, but down, especially into your core, through your root chakra, down to the core of the earth. You are now connected. You're just allowing, you're connected. You're in the center. You're in the center of your being. Feel that connection. Let an initial number of the new number of clients you'd like to see come to you within the next 2 weeks or the next month. Get a number. And the minute you hear it, just say yes. No big deal. And just let it go. Still be connected. There you go. You're already a magnet. It's already a done deal. You're already a magnet. Now the key is just to let it be as simple and easy as possible. Let it come to you as simply and easily as possible. Following the energy that comes to you naturally from that number. You remember that number, you're gonna feel it in your energy again. Just the number. And you're gonna let that number guide your actions each day for everything in your life, in your business. It's gonna be a guide, a constant guide. And there are times when you'll forget about it, and then you just remember it. You're back being in conscious awareness of that intention, that field. And whether it happens or not doesn't matter. It's being the field of the energy that matters. That's all that matters. And now it's happening. Okay? All right, very good. So that's how simple that these processes can be. It's not so out there. It's just in, it's already activated. You make your life more complicated, then that's what happens. You don't need that anymore. We're putting an end to that now. You can just go with that number and let it happen. It's already happening. Let's go ahead and do the seven major chakra activation, clearing up the energy and strengthening what's come through. And really attuning yourself to the truth of your inner being so that you can rock your purpose and claim your greatest gifts at last. So let's go ahead. Let's get started now. Take a nice deep breath then. In through your nose, up through your crown chakra, up through your higher self, up to love, light, source, energy, up into the all in all. And as you exhale through your mouth, let this energy come back out through your higher self, down through your crown chakra, down through all your chakras, through the body, through your field, down through your feet, down through your root chakra, down to the core of the earth. So I speak these words and the I am for everyone to listen to my voice. As I recognize God, love, life, source, spirit is all there is. I'm grateful that life is filled with magic. I'm activated in the quantum already. I just set the intention. I'm moving in that intention. I'm breathing in that intention. Even when I'm not thinking about it, when it's not even in my awareness, when I'm not even thinking or being aware of it, I'm in that intention. I'm grateful that it's safe. It's safe for me to come out and share my energy with the world, to be in that active energy of allowing myself to just simply be turned on energetically in my body and my being and my energies and my chakras and allowing myself to be a magnet for new clients and new opportunities that I feel pinging inside of the inner core of my being, right in the center of my being. From that place, I'm grateful to just show up in the way that is most supportive and enrolling and for the highest good of all. From that place, I'm grateful to let go of any judgments of energies around sales. Let all those to be dissolved. They're just old concepts, old archaic concepts that are given to me about car salesmen and leaders that have led us astray with their stories. I'm allowing myself to be awake into the enlightened serpent energy coming up from the ground. I'm the enlightened serpent. I'm one with that. The rainbow enlightened servant, serpent. And from that place, I know that it's okay to share my sense of persuasiveness in the world, to bring that aspect of myself that does exist, even by just sharing my voice, just by showing up, just by being visible and knowing I'm safe, I'm whole, I'm well, I'm letting go of any sense of attack. Where I'm no longer resisting, there's no need for the sense of attack. I'm releasing it all. For where I am connected, there's nothing but the presence of Source God. I let that presence connect through my root chakra down to the core of the earth with my intention. No, I am safe, I'm whole, I'm well, I'm activating the opportunity for me to receive, knowing that I'm safe, I'm whole, and I'm meant to share my message with the world. Whatever it may be, I just share passionately my mission with the world, though I'm meant to share, and I'm safe sharing my message in the world. Archangel Michael is in my root chakra, down to the core of the earth. I'm safe, I'm protected, and I'm allowing the light and serpent within me to be magical and manifesting opportunities and sharing all my energy with the world, including any sense of persuasion that I have to share with the world. It's safe, it's well, it's helping others. I would love to persuade a child not to run in front of traffic. I love to support those that are running into traffic every day in consciousness to stop doing it, that the energy circuits can be cleared within them, or that my message is going to stop them from making the same mistakes again and again. So I'd love to use my persuasion to help them. The enlightened serpent, it's there to use the power of Source God to utilize a sense of persuasion and bring them into a deeper alignment of truth, to be there, just to shake them into their truth, into the center, shaking them in a good way. So I'm grateful to bring that and let that be whole and well. My root chakra and throughout my energy and my aura, letting this energy rise. This energy rise. It's rising. It's rising like a tidal wave of energy. Where I know I'm meant to lead like the sense of Moses, just leading. I can part seas because Source is with me. It's easy. I let it be easy. Let this energy be turned on my sacral chakras. I let it be more relaxed, funner, and more joyful. Because I know that I've got incredible creativity. It's being unlocked in this process, the sense of sales energy being turned on. I'm joyfully celebrating sales in my life. I allow people to sign up because I'm grateful to have people say yes to transformation, yes to transformation, yes to themselves, yes to themselves. I'm willing to receive for the highest good of all. I'm willing to receive more for the highest good of all. I allow myself to be visible, knowing the sense that being who I am, sexy, alive, creative, and free, is what is meant to be showing up in the world today. I'm grateful to show up exactly as who I am, and knowing that that's the signal that the world is wanting. No more people pleasing, just showing up in the way that feels true for me, that feels aligned, feels fun, feels absolutely like loving myself, having fun, playing full out as myself boldly and daringly, completely and full out, knowing that as an infinite being, I have no limits to the power and creativity I can bring into the process. And a magnet for the clients want to come to me, and it's fun. It's easy. They find their way into my schedule in an easy and relaxed manner, in the highest and best way for all. Because I believe that there's a magical force that allows it all to integrate and give me all the time and play and fun abundance I want within the process, and in the balance that I perhaps I'm looking for in my life, therefore saying yes to everything I desire truly in my life. So I'm a yes to those things being supported so I can have the fun of going on vacation, having the home that brings me a higher creative or wealth frequency or abundance frequency. I'm a yes to that. I'm a yes. I'm willing to be yes. I feel the yummy energy in and I say yes. Source funds everything, not humans. Source is funding it. It just looks as though there are human souls that are investing. Yes, that is part of the process, but it really comes from source. I trust that it comes from source. Therefore, it's unlimited. There's more where it came from. Grateful to receive it. I'm grateful to receive more. I'm grateful there's more for my clients as they enter into an abundance mindset. So I'm grateful for this gift. I allow people to invest deeply, knowing it's infinitely valuable. What I offer is infinitely valuable. It's priceless. I already know it's priceless, so I enjoy it being priceless. And I allow myself not to give away of my masterpiece that is my gifts and my energy for nothing or for very little. Instead, I appreciate it and I value it deeply. From that place, I own the value. I hold the value, or I'm embodied in the value and charge exactly what feels true, even when it feels a little too bold, a little too fearless. Yes, I'm about that because as an infinite being, I can play with that. I can be about that. Let the energy activate in my power center to engage and show up and share my message by speaking my voice, sharing it through blogs or videos or newsletters or social media or wherever on stages, wherever I'm called to be. I'm sharing my message and people are wanting to be in the energy that I'm in because I'm just alive with the power source spirit of me that's guiding and moving me into inspiration. My actions are from inspiration through my power center. It feels light like an ocean wave that gives and receives at the same time. It allows me all the rest that I desire. All the time for meditation and self-care and all the yummy stuff, knowing that my vibration, when it's high, everything becomes so simplified and easy. So I continue to dedicate myself to letting it be easy. Showing up powerfully as the presence that I am, saying yes, yes, I'm awake. I'm awake to the sales that want to happen and it's easy. I'm grateful from that place. Let the energy come up through my chest and my heart chakra, opening my heart to the love that I am. I am here as a servant for source to love everyone up, to allow them to say yes to themselves, to invest in their yes, so they feel the love that they're giving to themselves in the investment, the most loving investments for themselves. And so I'm willing to receive that and give thanks for it in advance. I'm grateful to receive those investments in advance and say, yummy, yes, I love that. Love that I'm safe, I'm free of the sense of people judging me or trying to cut all those cords of judgment. No, not about judgment. I'm not judging myself. Therefore, no one else needs to judge me. If they do, it has no effect on me. I only observe it. I let it be. And I move on. I serve the people I'm meant to serve and stop letting those that are complainers or victim in victimhood to control how I'm showing up in the world, no longer in my business or my client base or anything. I share with those that I'm meant to help the most, that are most receptive. And I feel it in my heart and I let those clients come to me, the best of the best clients come to me. And I'm grateful. It's easy. It's easy for source to bring it to me. It's easy and there's more than enough opportunities, way more than enough. And just for these few next clients, it's so easy. I let it be easy. From this place, I share my voice with the world. I share my wisdom. I have incredible wisdom. I have incredible wisdom I've gained through my lifetimes, through this life. It's just natural to me. I could have shared this if I hadn't booked up one book or one course or anything, one certification. I could have just shared my wisdom and it would have been infinitely valuable. I share my gifts, which are infinitely valuable. Well, I'm going to be visible with them and speak about them. Whether I have psychic gifts, healing gifts, different expertise gifts, whatever my expertise is, I'm grateful to share my gifts with the world. I'm sharing them. I'm talking about them. I'm making them, giving them a voice. They want to be heard. My voice, my gifts want to be heard. People want to hear about the gifts because they want to wake up to their own gifts. They want to open up to their own brilliance. So I speak about the brilliance that they are. I speak about how magnificent they are and that the pains and struggles they may have in my messaging, in my marketing, and then call them out to do something about it. to flip the script. And so I call them out strongly and I say, yes, I shall share my voice most powerfully and completely everywhere I'm called to share it, knowing that just sharing my voice, no matter how imperfect or right or wrong I think it is making a difference and is bringing me exactly the right people. My voice speaks directly to the right people. And it's already happening. It's already done. It's a done deal. I'm safe. I'm whole and expressing more fully and deeply and clearly exactly to the right people, the exactly right messages that come to me to share every conversation and every stage in every way. I'm messaging my truth, sharing it with the world powerfully, making offers every single day. Every single day, I keep making offers, offers, offers of my services in all different ways that comes from inspiration, that come from inspiration. And it's easy, coming from my intention. I let this energy flow through my third eye, seeing the beauty of life itself, giving gratitude every day for everything in my life, including my challenges. Therefore, I am in no resistance to not see what's unfolding. No resistance to my gifts. I see everything clearly as it truly is with the eyes of love through my intuition. I pick up on my spidey sense. I know where the yummy energy is. I know where to serve. I know where I'm getting a nudge. And I say yes again and again, even if I feel a little silly or a little scared at times. I do it anyway, even if I feel totally silly or totally scared. I say yes, I'm willing to share my gifts and face my fear that I might get it wrong and learn in the process. I learn and gain in the process. When I'm infinitely valuable, I can't get it wrong. I'm safe, I'm meant to share my gifts through my throat chakra, through my third eye. All my intuitive and psychic gifts are coming to bear to support me and my endeavors. The light, the angels, the guides are there for me. Helping to guide the way, whether it be Master Jesus or the different saints, different beings, different light beings, they're all there. They're supporting me through my third eye, activating my brain, my pineal gland. I'm clear and decisive in my intuition, in my lower chakra power, decisive and clear, looking for yeses and nos within myself, yeses and nos in the field that I play with that includes people, getting yeses and nos that are clear. That's what I ask for, is a yes or a no. Decisive clearness and for the deepest truth, for the deepest truth. From that place, I let myself be connected from the higher realms into my crown chakra with a sense of lightness, ease, and play, and connection and trust. Knowing that naturally there is a wave of energy, there is a higher dimensional energy flowing into my crown chakra, removes all fears and doubts and has me in my authentic self, serving as the light leader that I am, bringing healing and enlightenment and goodness and my message and mission to the world in the most elegant and beautiful and amazing way, an amazing way, whatever the most amazing way is. Let it be so. I'm willing to share my sense of divine discontent with what's going on the planet for my humanity at the same time and take a stand for things to shift. Things to shift in consciousness for individuals and the collective. I take a stand for it, knowing all the clients are coming to serve that so I can invest in those things. I can invest in helping build my business. I can invest in causes that I believe in. I can invest in myself, just take good care of myself, my family, and all priorities and for my savings and investments and all great things. For the highest good of all, I let all this unfold. Let it all be integrated and digested from my crown down to the root chakra, down to the core of the earth, knowing my deeper intentions are being fulfilled. I'm living from the column of truth through the center of my being, in my strength and my integrity, serving those that I know I'm meant to serve, letting it be well, letting myself to be, the truth energy is turned on. The magnet to being a match for the perfect clients, next clients for me is turned on. And it's already happening. It's already done. Thank you, God. And so it is. So it is. Lots of love. Goodbye.